Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Marks and Reese on a dog snarling Tuesday here on the program. Get back to your phone calls coming up. We have been limited in interruptions here for the last 2 hours. And Jack, we're doing this again tomorrow?
Yep.
Awesome. So it's a good time to get in and get in with phone calls and lots of nonstop sports conversation. As the here's the Phillies portion of the show they play tonight.
Yeah. Cubs.
Yeah, they played. I'm out. I'm so out.
Well, 2.5 out of wild card.
No, whatever. I don't care if they become back in. They're unwatchable right now. Come on, you're 3 or 4 to the second worst road team in baseball. They were 18-50, the Rockies, before they came in here. They went 3 of 4 at home. Gabe Kapler and the Giants clinch a playoff spot. Meanwhile, the owner says one of the biggest reasons why he got rid of Gabe Kapler is the September, how they crumbled so much in September, and look what's happening again this year.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, reality is that before you want to say, well, Joe Girardi sucks, no, the team sucks. I mean, the organization just is they're average. They're average. They're a team that's built to win now without players that are capable of winning right now. There's not a good future for the Phillies where you have these young players that can come up and help. They're trying to win right now without players that can win right now. They have another year of Didi. Awesome. Can't wait for that. All right, before we get back to the phones, it's time for the top 5 at 5.
Ah, yes, football season is back, which means the awful football season cliches are also back. So today I have ranked the 5 worst football season cliches, okay?
Awesome.
Love it.
Number 5. It's hard to win games in this league. Really?
Yeah.
Is it hard?
It is hard to win games.
I see teams blowing out teams every single weekend. Listen, the NFL's not special. It's hard to win games in every league. It's not that hard to win games in the NFL. It happens all the time.
Hard to win games in this league, man. It is, man. It's hard.
It's not that hard. It happens
all
the time.
It wasn't for the Eagles on Sunday, that's for sure.
It happens all the time. It
literally happens all the time. Like, there's someone who wins every single weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's hard. Oh, it's hard to win games in this league. Sure it is. Number 4, gotta win the turnover battle.
Got
really?
To, man. Yes.
Really?
Big, big.
You gotta win. You gotta not turn the ball over more than the other team if you want to win.
Yes. It's huge, man. That's the key to victories around.
It's always one of the keys to victory, yes.
Certainly was one of my 3 keys this past Sunday.
Yeah?
Win the turnover battle.
Gotta be +2 in the turnover battle. Yeah? Really? What a genius. Genius commentary.
Well, I mean, it's not at the level of Herbs where you either throw the ball or run
the
ball.
I didn't think I was going to have to add that to the list, but might need to add it. My 3rd worst football season cliche is they wanted it more.
Oh,
they tried harder. Wow. Like, it's just an excuse. It's an excuse. It's not even – there's no analysis behind it.
They wanted it more than us, man.
That's a good hockey one,
yeah,
too.
They wanted it more than us.
Now they're mucking and grinding in the corner.
I got to be honest with you. I don't like that one. I don't like they wanted it more than us.
Can you give them some real analysis? Yeah. Like, stop just saying, they just tried harder.
Yeah, and that's not good. That's not a good thing if you say that. Like,
no,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't want to hear they wanted it more than us. That's a terrible excuse.
Yep. Okay. Good one.
My 2nd one is, this drives me. Gotta stop the big play. Really?
Hey, man.
Oh, come
Listen,
on.
Listen, big plays in this league will get you beat, man.
But it's like, obviously you can't live if the ball's getting thrown over your head. Like, you got, of course you want to stop the big plays.
Well, hey, some of these DBs don't realize that.
Especially on the Eagles.
Yeah, the rat and cheese biting up on all the double moves. Like, yeah, dude, stay on the top shoulder. Don't let the ball get thrown over your head. You give up big plays, we're getting beat.
Yeah, obviously. You can't sit there and get torched all
afternoon. Why don't the players know this then?
Well, because they didn't listen to the coach pregame with his stupid cliches.
They keep yelling it at these knucklehead cornerbacks who want interceptions. That's why you get big plays thrown over your head. Jalen Mills, double move king, Ron Darby, right? We had those guys who got killed by double moves all the time. Guess what? Did not see a ball thrown over our head Sunday.
Nope.
That's because Jonathan Gannon said pregame got to stop the big plays.
You damn right.
That's right.
Genius from JJ. And the worst football cliche, in my opinion, is got to play a full 60 minutes.
Man.
No one has ever played a full 60 minutes. The Eagles maybe got close, but it was like at least 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to factor in commercial time. Like, listen, there's never been an NFL game where you've played a full 60 minutes. It's never happened.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is the bad one.
As an individual?
This is the bad one. But Jack, all that means is that, like, you play bad in the last 5 minutes of a game, you can win the other 55 minutes and lose.
That's right.
You can't physically play. No football team has ever played a good full 60 minutes. Like, there's some bad
it's
moments.
Hard to do, yeah.
But you have to play to the end.
To the whistle blows.
Yeah. Come on, Jack.
I want you to play to the echo of the whistle. That's the one you should have put in there, too.
The echo of the whistle?
Yeah, to the echo of the whistle. I mean, listen, these are tried and true cliches that have gone on for decades upon decades that a lot of coaches use and players buy into. You think snarling is the first time it came out this past weekend? No, we've been snarling for years, man. And the one thing football lives off of is cliches.
Yes, they do.
And always will.
Here's the thing. Where do you build the team?
In the trenches.
Exactly.
I had to take that. That was on my
I'm surprised that wasn't in there, man.
No, I know. But it's actually kind of true. That's the one that's like, well, you do kind of got to win games in the trenches. I also had got to get pressure on the quarterback.
That's an obvious.
So, really?
So why didn't that make the list, the games won in the trenches?
Well, because it's kind of true. I mean, that one's kind of true.
Because it's true. Yeah, well, it's so true. You don't have to stop the big play?
No, but like, that's obvious. Like,
obvious if the trenches matter?
I know, but like, at least that can be broken down. Like, any defensive back should know you got to stop the big play. Like, it should be into a game plan knowing that.
Well, you do have to play a full 60 minutes, Jack.
No, I got
to
play. And then the other one I had written down was they get paid too. That's a big one. Those guys get paid too. Yeah, they sure do.
I don't like that one.
No.
Yeah, I do not like that one.
All right, there it is. Jack
Frist. Good list. Now, listen. Some of those cliches I've used many years, man.
Yeah, sometimes you got to throw them out there.
What about the third down cliche?
Got to get off the field on third down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can't win games if you don't get off the field on third down.
Yeah.
Got to get off the field on third
gotta
down.
Got to shorten
man.
The field.
Shorten the field, man. Win the turnover battle. That's another good
definitely
one.
Definitely have to win
I think Howard says they got to be plus in the turnover battle every week. Every week.
There you have it. Guided Door and Window and their big sale event has been extended through the end of September. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's run some phone calls here. Sean in Wilmington, Delaware. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
Hey, I got a couple quick Eagles points, but I want to ask Ike something first. You know, I've seen a lot of good football this weekend, but when I watched the Eagles game, and last night too, and when I watched that Eagles game, I seen something I ain't seen before.
What'd you
say? And it happened three times. You know what I'm talking about, Ike?
I do not.
Three times they called defensive holding on a running play.
Yeah, I saw that too.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, that freaked me out. I mean, is that going to be a norm this year or something?
Well,
being that they called it in the first week, you can tell it was probably a point of emphasis.
Well, here's the thing. When you get linemen holding up, you get D linemen holding up offensive guards and tackles, it's actually a good call. We used to be able to get away with doing that stuff. What the D lineman is basically doing, he's trying to stop that offensive lineman from getting up to the second level. See, what these linemen want to do is they want to chip the D lineman and then work their way up to the linebacker. So what Hargrave or Ridgeway was accused of doing is that when that guard chips down on him and he tries to get up to the second level, they basically grabbed him so that the linebacker can run free. So that's another offensive rule. That's what that is. That's a rule so that the offense should be able to move the ball. We used to be able to get away with that as a defense.
Smart move.
Yeah.
That's why it shocked me. Like, yo, they were calling this. Like, well, yeah. It's an offensive league. But anyway, let's get back to the Eagles. I appreciate your input on that, Ike.
No problem.
There's two things. One thing, I liked the fact that I talked to Ray last week. You know, I had talked to you guys last week about, us not having, a lot of defensive linemen. You know, we didn't have.
I remember your call. Yep.
Right. Okay.
And then they played 10 defensive linemen on Sunday.
Right. Ray assured me, like, they brought Ridgeway back and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, part of the thing, like, I love the game and everything, but part of the reason that we had such a good defensive game was when that – I don't know what happened to their left guard, but that rookie came in, and, John Gannon took total advantage of that. He kept rotating different guys on top of that boy, and he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, 77. Yeah, he got worked over pretty good over there in left guard.
He did.
Yeah, you find a weakness on the line and you attack it. They over there fighting. Let me get in front of him. No, it's my turn. Let me get in front of him.
Like dogs looking at the cage.
Yeah, man, the D-tackle's over there. Fletcher's the only one who couldn't get over there.
And there.
That is so terrifying.
You think we need to get Sirianni actually, like, snarling?
Yeah, that'll be next presser. Maybe if they beat the Niners, he's got to let out a real snarl.
Yeah.
And do the post-game speech on all fours.
Maybe Angelo can get a snarl out of him on Monday morning. Al in North Carolina. Al, what's up, brother? How are you?
All right, John. Ike, how are you guys doing?
Al?
What's up, Al?
Hey, look here. I got to tell you, do you guys get awards for these shows, man? Do they have sports radio national awards? Because you guys ought to have one, right? You got everything on this show.
Thank you. The station has really? been nominated for a Marconi,
which I believe
we find out in it's either October or next year. So we better get it this year. Oh yeah.
Okay.
We didn't win it last year.
Oh, that's great. Great. I hope y'all get it. You deserve it, man.
Thank you, Al.
I don't even know what it is, but okay.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I asked.
So it would be for Station of the Year.
Oh yeah, we ought to get that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's national.
Pandemic.
Right?
Yes, it's national. Yep.
That, yeah.
Yep.
The Spike Guest can deliver.
Yep.
That's great. And one more thing, John. I don't think and Herb's great, man. I love her. He's funny. But I think that went in one ear and out the other, what you were saying to him.
Oh, he doesn't ever listen to anything that we say. No, I know. I know. No, I mean he was
right, yeah.
He was out of control on yesterday. So.
Oh yeah. I guess he was a few. Get up.
No, and like at one point I was like, listen, like I didn't say it to him, but I'm like, we can't do this every week where he's coming here and he's harassing us and doing everything else. We appreciate him coming out, but we can't do it every week.
Yeah. Okay, back to the Eagles. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
Did got mixed up. Did Nick Bosa play against us last time? And if he did, I don't think he did.
He was out.
I don't think Nick Bosa played last year.
Yeah, I think he was out.
Well, Mulata's pretty big. He ought to be able to handle him, I hope. So that's
we'll see.
Yeah.
He got that money.
So he got to go earn that money. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, yeah, I moved up. I'm up to 10. I'm up to 10 now.
Ooh.
Up to 10 wins. Okay.
Get him out.
Okay.
Playing on both sides of the ball.
I like it.
This is what we didn't see before. You know, it usually be, the defense did good and they covered the offense, or the offense played good and – he covered the defense. But this time, both sides, and it looked like a really good game plan that he had, too. Mm-hmm. And they just look like they're playing together. It's a whole different ball game now, it seems like. And plus, we got the advantage this week. You got east to west. They coming west to east. The 1 o'clock game. And
yeah.
It's the first home game. First game at the main. But man.
Al, that's a great point. And the fact that they were able to get the win, if they lose last week to Detroit, now it becomes a desperation.
Oh, you mean if San Francisco loses?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't want to go 0-2.
No.
I'm glad the Eagles won because we don't have to bring out that if the team starts 0-2, their season is over.
That stat.
Remember, he wrote that stat
every year. Yeah. This many teams have done it.
Yes.
Oh, and by 0-2, we're already trading for other quarterbacks.
Oh, man.
And,
we're going nuts around here. So, yeah, at least.
Oh, it's almost Minshew Mania time.
Yes. So, at least fans are excited about the home opener Sunday. And, listen, I expect it to be a close game. And you get this thing into the fourth quarter, and you got to make some plays. Let's see if we can make some plays in a tight game. They weren't necessarily in a tight game for four quarters last week. Yeah, they got a chance to play with a little bit of a comfort level and a lead. And, you know, once they got past the first half, it seemed like they were in total control of the game.
Yep.
You know, Nick Sirianni didn't have any crucial adjustments to make in that second half. He didn't have to make any crucial decisions because it was a tight ball game. Like, when I bring that up is, like, John Gruden last night, right, that game went back and forth. Well, he tried to kick that field goal on second down.
Yep.
The clock ran down on him. Then he got a 5-yard penalty, and then he thought, well, you know what? I just cost us 5 yards. Now I got to try to get the 5 yards back. And it just so happened that Wink Martindale went. He ran an all-out blitz. They were ready for it, and he threw the game-winning touchdown.
Yep.
But John Gruden had a little bit of a coaching snafu right there.
And it ended up working out
and
for
it ended
him.
Up working out for him.
That's a great point. Yep. Otherwise, he's looked at today. Now they don't kick the field goal.
And by the way, that was after they couldn't score from inside the 1 yard line.
Yep.
And on first down. So this thing changes, man. It changes fast.
Real fast.
Yeah, it changes fast.
All right. We'll go back to the phones. But first, we're going to pause for just 60 seconds. Here's Ike Reese.
Oh, it won't even take 60. The biggest game this Sunday is the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger for you because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I just mentioned Baltimore coming off that tough loss against Las Vegas last night. Kansas City, great come-from-behind win versus Cleveland. I believe this game is in Kansas City. I'm not sure just yet. But either way, I expect this to be a close game. Two of the best teams in their conference. But I like the Chiefs at a slight edge over Baltimore. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel is betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. Just see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Now, remember to use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. To the phones. We heard from most of our regular callers, our great callers here that people talk about. We didn't hear from Inge yesterday.
Ah.
Now, what was Inge's stance on the season? He really was kind of... He was saying they could be 4-12 or they could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well, he's a Bills fan last year.
That's right.
See if he came back.
Probably not a Bills fan now.
He's watching the U.S. Open, I think, too, the tennis.
He's talking tennis. That's right. Inge, what's up, brother?
Yo, first of all, man, that game last night was unwatchable. They're terrible. The Eagles should beat the Raiders. The second thing is, how about them young boys today beating Man U? Look, this is what I think about.
All right, see you, Inge. 215-592-9494.
What happened?
He starts talking about soccer. Who can, like, come on, dude. You can like soccer all you want. There's a lot of people out there that like soccer. I just very, very annoyed. He's got a stupid point to start. Terrible game, unwatchable.
Yeah, he's the only one who felt that way.
Great game to watch last night.
Like,
it doesn't
about?
Make the Raiders a great team. It just
no,
was
a great game.
It was a great game to watch.
Yes, yes.
And then he comes on top of that with a soccer. Man, you. 2-1, F you, Inge. 215-592-9494. Mark Cerise text line coming up. And also, the Eagles restructure the contract of who?
What?
Didn't they just restructure him? We'll tell you who. We'll talk about what it means coming up next. Mark Cerise on 94WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.